Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Kathy Hannah-Smith and Price City Mayor Mike Corionis. We're going to be talking about something pretty incredible coming to the little town of Price. Mayor Corionis, Kathy, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure, my pleasure, you know, for doing this. It's going to be a wonderful event, I think, that will grow into something beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks so much for the offer.
You know, this will kind of serve as an introduction, I guess introduction would be the best word, a reintroduction to the Take Pride in Price campaign, because this is something that, you know, you look around the area and there's some things that, you know, people want to take care of. People have seen, we've seen major improvements in our downtown areas, but this is more focusing on a citywide scale. So for people who might not be familiar, what is Take Pride in Price?
You're exactly right. It's citywide. It's just not any particular area. It's any area that you may feel you want to spruce up your home, you know, paint that little picket fence out in front of your house, or make sure you get the weeds pulled down and mow your lawns. And, you know, we all want to come home to a home that we're proud of and that our neighbors are proud of having us in the neighborhood. So we are all a reflection not only on ourselves, but on our city, but our neighbors, but and our people that come to visit us. So the point is that we overall clean up our city, make it beautiful, that when people come to town, there's an awe effect.
We were talking a bit off air. This is something that really highlights all the good that happens in the community, because, you know, oftentimes we're going to get caught up in the negative. That's just kind of in our nature as humans. We see something negative, and that's what's going to kind of draw our attention to it. But this is something very positive for our community and something that's going to really help beautify the area. So I guess from the mayor's perspective, when they first presented you with the idea to bring back this Take Pride in Price campaign, what was your reaction to it?
So this was basically, you know, introduced to me by Kathy. And Kathy, I said, this is a wonderful idea. You know, I look at where she lives in her home and her neighborhood. It's beautiful, and there's a couple places that are blighted. And she wanted to pitch this idea, and I said, this is wonderful. Let's try it. So she said, I'll put up $1,000 to this. And how do we make this work? Where do we go with this? And that's where I introduced it to the council, and it started there. But we had, you know, Commissioner Haddock was there, and he said, you know what? I want to donate to this also. So you had two individuals that wanted to, they saw the vision, and with myself, council, we saw that and embraced it. How do we spin this off, you know, and make this work? It's going to take individually or collectively to make these neighborhoods or homes really beautiful. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, you have the Day of Caring that, you know, we have groups of people that are where people submitted projects. But this will have money involved where people could get a little token saying, you know what, thank you for making a difference in our community and in our neighborhood. You know, that's what this is all about. It's going to be an infectious disease that will spread and bring back the honor and the respect of the name of the individual. And I'm talking to not only our homeowners, but I'm talking to our renters. You know, a lot of our renters that are renting homes think that, oh, it's the landlord's responsibility. No, it's that tenant that's in those buildings that can make a difference and take pride in where they live.
And we were talking about it a little bit before we came on air, but this is something that you have been quite passionate about for a while. I mean, you served 12 years on the city council, kind of working in this realm of things in the city. So it's really nice to see us private citizens now wanting to get involved in this and help beautify our communities.
Yeah, it's been fun. I guess I probably never let it get out of my system, you know, so it just kept sort of gnawing at me. And I presented it to Mayor Corionis, Price Mayor Corionis, and he said, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it right now. And so Commissioner Haddock was in one of these meetings when the mayor presented it. And Commissioner Haddock said, oh, I want to get involved. And so the three of us have been meeting on it, and we've met several times. And The energy of the three of us has been so fun to watch. Nobody drops any balls. Everybody's running really hard. So we've got the campaign. It starts today, whereas we would like people that are interested in sprucing up their homes to send a before picture, after picture, and take it to Price City Hall. And then on the... I have to check my notes here. Today it starts. It kicks off today. Today ends on September 8th. And then we will judge it on September 10th. And there's cash prizes for it. So we're dividing the city up in four squares, I guess you might say. And for first place in each square is $150. Second place is $75. I hope I got that right. Do I?
Second place would be
250 per square.
Yeah, 250 per square. First place 150. Second place 100.
Thank you.
Of course, and it's always fun to see competitions like this because I know for me personally, I'm a competitive person in general. So seeing something like this, it inspires personalities like myself to get out and really put a lot of effort into trying to beautify these yards because it's not even about the prize. It's about the competition, that pride you feel knowing that you left it all out there. And this is a great way to help beautify our community. And as a part of this, you guys are also declaring it's Polo Weed Day, not just today, but every day. And that's something that I've really loved because, you know, these small collective actions can quickly boulder into something major for our community.
Can you just vision it? If everybody did what we're talking about on the contest, and then if everybody, when you saw weed, no matter where it was at, whether it's in your yard, in the crack of a sidewalk, wherever it's at, just bend over, pull it.
And, you know, it's that simple. And it's some great exercise. And you only need to pull one. But if you feel like more, you can stop and pull more. Because, you know, sometimes it's the actions of our citizens that can really inspire mass change across the area. Because city employees, they're out there trying their hardest to get every area of Price. But it's a major city. We have a lot of different areas that you have to cover. So a little citizen help will go a long way in an effort like this. Now, as you look at the grander scope of things with Take Pride in Price, what's kind of your hope for the community with this campaign?
I want everybody to be prideful of the city they live in. I want everybody to say when they go anywhere, oh, I live in Price, and I love it there. And so that's what I want more than anything, is that no negative comments anymore. Let's just get in, all of us. It's our city. And let's all be positive. Let's all be a part of Clean Up Price and the surrounding areas. And so... that's it. Just have a vision that when we drive into Price, Utah, we are going to let it take our breath away.
You know, it's easy to sit behind a screen and type in the comment section, but it's even better if you're able to get out, put in some of that work, and help beautify our area. Now, Kathy, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just let's all do this together. Let's let it be a community-wide plan. Again, I want to thank Mayor Koryanis for his efforts and jumping in on this, and Commissioner Haddock. They've been really the spine of it, and without their help, I wouldn't be talking to you. So appreciate them very much. I appreciate Price City for what they're doing and participating with us on this. And we want to thank your radio stations as well.
Please submit some pictures. And if there's any questions, please call me. I'd love to, you know, bend your ear and come up with this to make it even bigger. You know, this is not going to go away. We're going to keep this rolling.
Again, our guests, Price City Mayor Mike Koryanis and Kathy Hannah-Smith. And we're talking about the Take Pride in Price campaign right now. Competition going on, beginning today and with ending on September 8th, with judging on September 10th. They are giving prizes for the four areas of Price who are able to show the biggest improvement in their yards. So send in a before and after picture to Price City Hall to enter. Prizes include $150 for first place, and second place will receive $100 for a total of $1,000 in prizes awarded. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.